News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Brett Jensen, Trisha Cotham with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then Mark Garrison will take you from 6 to 7. Joining us right now is North Carolina Speaker of the House, Tim Moore. And Mr. Speaker, thank you, first of all, for joining us here on this bright and sunny Thursday afternoon.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
You as well. Okay, so I'm just going to cut straight to the chase here. Odds that a budget gets passed in 2020, or at least the teacher portion of the budget gets passed in 2020?
I believe the odds are very high that we will get a budget done this year. And I'll tell you why I think that. I believe that the governor is under a lot of pressure. In fact, people around Raleigh are calling Governor Gridlock these days because of the vetoes, and actually vetoing the pay raises we did separately. And so the overtures I'm getting is that the governor may be finally ready to deal with us. And if that's the case, then I think we can have a budget, because we've been ready since day one and trying to negotiate it. And I think that the people of North Carolina are expecting it.
Speaker Moore, this is Trisha Cotham. Thanks for coming on today. Looking at Roy Cooper's Twitter today, he made a tweet, which is a bit odd for him to actually do, saying that he was willing to start negotiating if the Republicans would come to the table. What do you think that negotiation would actually look like number-wise when we're talking about pay raises for our teachers?
Well, you know, we actually passed, of course, in our initial budget that we passed, we provided a 3.9% raise over the biennium. We, after the House did the override, we actually, on our own, increased that to 4.4%. And so, and we also provided raises for the non-certified personnel. That's folks like your cafeteria workers, your bus drivers, et cetera. And we also spent even more than the governor proposed when it came to university faculty and salary, giving them a 4% raise, and then our community college faculty and staff 4.5%. So I would say that the pay raises will probably be very similar to where we were when it came to that supplemental budget, when we actually increased the pay raises. But Trisha, in the question you asked, it's interesting to me, and I'm extremely surprised that the governor vetoed those pay raises, because, you know, we passed that as a separate standalone bill to give these hardworking teachers, university faculty, community college instructors, all of these folks a pay raise, and the governor vetoed it. Now, what he says is, well, it wasn't enough. Well, you served in the House. And by the way, WBT is very lucky to have a former House member on the radio show there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say WBT was very lucky to have me in studio. That's what I thought you were going to say.
That too. Because you one day could run for the House. You know, maybe we can make that happen. But I'll tell you what we've seen is, you know, the governor could have signed that bill, and then he could have come back and said, hey, this is great, but why don't we do more? But he vetoed that pay raise. So when teachers and other folks look around and they want to know why they didn't get a raise, they rightfully should be looking squarely at the governor. And I think finally the pressure is getting back to him, where he realizes he messed up and needs to work with us. So what do I think that number looks like? I think it looks pretty close to what we passed.
North Carolina Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, is joining us. Cleveland County native, I might add. Tim Moore joining us. All right, so again, I'm not very subtle in a lot of things, especially when it comes to asking questions to politicians or coaches or agents, so I'm just going to say it.
That's fine. You throw it at me. I'm not worried. Go ahead.
All right. In terms of the pipeline, I was up in Raleigh covering that. As a matter of fact, you know, I talked to you and interviewed you afterwards and interviewed a couple of people up there. What's the latest situation with the pipeline investigation? Because I know you guys spent a lot of money to get it investigated. What's going on? Because this was like this was big news before you guys went into break.
Yeah. So of course, the committee, a lot of information came out in the committee about the pipeline. There have been stories that have come out since then, where I believe a lobbyist for Duke Energy stated that an official with the governor's office had been untruthful concerning the conversation that they had. There certainly are a lot of questions, and I think that folks need to try to answer those questions. But, you know, I want to be fair and deliberate since there is an oversight committee that is looking at this and not presuppose anything. I certainly think that folks should have a right and opportunity to be heard and be given the benefit of the doubt and not presume that they did something wrong. So I'm not going to jump to that conclusion. But I certainly think that there have been enough questions raised that further inquiry is probably warranted. And I think, frankly, that the governor's folks probably would want to try to clear the air on this as well if there's a way for it to be cleared.
North Carolina Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, joining us. Okay, so outside of passing the budget, what's the biggest thing on your to-do list for 2020?
Well, the number one is making sure that the voter ID law that we passed, that was approved as a constitutional amendment by the people, actually gets put into effect. I can think of only a handful of examples where I've seen the liberals on the court go this far to do so much to take away the rights of the voters in this state. You know, the people of this state said, you know, we're worried about election fraud, we're worried about all these things. I mean, there's all this conversation about, you know, foreign governments meddling. Why in the world would we not want a common sense provision that says when you go vote, you show a photo ID? And guess what? If you can't, if somehow you're one of these people that survive in this world, somehow without a photo ID, we will give you a photo ID. I think that is one of the key things beyond the budget that we need to see implemented. And, of course, we passed legislation. It's in the federal courts, and we're going to fight that all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if we have to make sure that the will of the people is upheld. So I think that's one of the critical issues.
North Carolina Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, out of Cleveland County. Trish and I really do appreciate you joining us. I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot of things going on up there in Raleigh and having to make the drive back and forth to Shelby and everything. But I really do appreciate you joining us.
Well, it's an honor to be with you guys, and you have a great show. So glad to come back anytime you have.
We'll talk about Tar Heel basketball next time, all right?
I was trying to be nice and not talk about Tar Heel basketball.
Well, you know, he and I, we understand this topic.
It is moving in the right direction.
Slowly.
Much like the budget.
That's right, slowly.
Speaker Moore, thank you so very much.
Thank you all.
Have a good night. All right, there you go. North Carolina Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, joining us right here on B&T on WBT. That's News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. All right, Boomer, so you could tell that he was probably in the car. So what's it look like out there?
Hey, if he's headed 85 southbound, pretty good shape now, all the way from Salisbury through Charlotte and on toward Gastonia now. 85 is in pretty